Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Ervin Daf Yud. And we're going to begin a few lines from the top, second line from the top, Hai Mai, going into the third line on Daf Yud Omad Aleph. Let's remind ourselves what we learned in yesterday's share that's going to introduce the question from today. So yesterday we brought down a Mishnah, which we explained seemed on the surface to go against the principle of Nira mi bachutz v'shav mi bifnim, that if the lechi is only visible from the outside, as we talked, but not from the inside, so Rabba the son of Bar Huna, had said that that was good. But we brought down a Mishnah that seemed to contradict that, because the Mishnah gave us the case of the smaller chutzir, which was 10 amma wide, that was breached entirely from the smaller chutzir's viewpoint into the larger chutzir, which was 11 amma wide. And we said, how come you can carry only in the larger chutzir, which still has an enclosure on all four sides, because the breach is less than 10 amos, but you can carry in the smaller chutzir because it's fully breached into the larger one? On the surface, the simple understanding would be that the outer chutzir, the larger chutzir, has gifufim, it has the sides, and those sides should function as a lechi. So this would be a classical example of nira mibachutz, it's only visible from the outside, from being in the larger chutzir, v'shav mibifnim, but from the inner chutzir, it just looks like a straight line. And yet, you're not allowed to carry in the inner chutzir, so that would seem to go against the statement that we made, both by Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chia in yesterday's shir. So we gave a teretz to that and said, no, it still could be consistent with the opinion of Nira b'mechutz b'shav b'bifnim that is a good, valid lechi. So how come it didn't work in the chutzir katana? So we brought down three different aspects to make this situation. Number one was Rav Zeira, who said that the walls of the smaller chutzir extended into the larger chutzir, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. That had to be coupled with Ravina's point that it wasn't perfectly centered, so you had not three tvachim to the left and three tvachim to the right, but you had two tvachim to the left and four tvachim to the right. So the one that was two tvachim, that was a valid lechi because of lavud, but the one that was four tvachim, since we postulate the chacham that less than three tvachim, you can have lavud, but three or more tvachim, you can't apply lavud. So the side that has four tvachim can't be lavud. So therefore, one side doesn't have lavud, and you couple that with the third Shita, which was Rebbe Shita, that we ended off the Shia yesterday, that says you need to have the Lechi on both sides for a Chotzer. So when you couple Rav Zeira, Ravina, and Rebbe Shita together, so this Mishnah isn't the contradiction to Rabba Bar Rav Huna or to Rav Chia, that their din is correct, that Nira mi bachutz, Vishav mi bifnim is a valid Lechi. That's what we left off yesterday. I know it's very complicated. This is especially complicated when you're not doing it right away, one after the other. And it's also hard when you don't have diagrams easily in front of you. So I hope everybody, again, is using either their Art Scroll Gemara with the diagrams, or the Pirush Chai, or the Illustrated Gemara with the color three-dimensional photographs. Now the Gemara starts off. Again, we're at the end of the second line, Yud Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Hai Mai, what are you talking about? You tried to bring us a raya that the Mishnah is not contradictory to Rav Chia and to the opinion of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that Nira Mibachutz, Shav Mibifnim, is acceptable. So how can you tell us that? Hai Mai, what's exactly the problem over here? In fact, it doesn't fit in. If you were to tell me that we don't paskin like that, Yarmus Bishloma, Nira Mibichutz, Vishava Mibifnim, ain't no need the Mishum Lechi, then in fact it's not a good Lechi, so then it makes very good sense. Why is that? Rebbe Savalok Rav Yossi. Rebbe holds like Rav Yossi, as we pointed out, that he requires Lechi on both sides of a Chotzer. But he also holds like Rav Yossi that in order for a Lechi to be sufficient size, it must be three Tvachim. So in this situation, we understand why it is no good. Why Nira Mibachutz V'Shav Mibifnim is no good. Because he's holding that you need it on both sides, and he holds with Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said you need three Tvachim by a Mavui, so you need even more than that by a Chatzir, because the Dinim of a Chatzir are stricter than a Mavui. Because he says by a Chatzir you need at least four Tvachim if you have a Lechi only on one side. And therefore, if you hold like Rebbe and Rav Yossi, then we don't even need to get off the ground with the two opinions of Rav Zeira and Ravina. With the Rav Zeira and Ravina lesser, you don't need to even discuss them, that it went into the Mavui, and that you don't need the opinion of Ravina, that it wasn't centered, that you didn't have three on the left and three on the right, but you had two and four, because that wouldn't apply. Why? Mishum, the Rebbe Sava Lok Rav Yossi, because he holds like Rav Yossi that you need at least three Tvachim on each side, and therefore the larger chutzer is not going to be having any problems. It has its three Tvachim on each side, but the smaller chotzer will not be able to be carried in. And we don't, the reason why you can't is because we don't say nira b'chotzer shal b'yifnim is a lechi, ain't no need the mishum lechi. But if you're going to say, like you, Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, or Rav Chia, that nira b'chotz b'shal b'yifnim is a good lechi, so then you got a problem. Eliyamris nira b'chotzer shal b'yifnim nidal mishum lechi, like you're saying, and you need Udravi Zera, Udravina Isa, you have to have the two interpretations that we brought down of Rav Zera, who said that it's entering from the smaller chutzah, the walls go into the larger chutzah, and Ravina that it wasn't perfectly centered, you had two and four. So if you want to hold like that, Rav Zera, the Ravina Isa, the Rebbe lo sava lo k'Rav Yossi, and Rebbe in fact doesn't hold like Rav Yossi, that he doesn't require that the chutzah should have a larger lechi, one that is at least four tefachim, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the larger chutzah. So if this is all true, so then we don't understand why was the Mishnah specifying that the smaller chutzah bedafka was 10 amos and the larger chutzah bedafka was 11 amos. Gedola b'yachasis relomali. And this can be seen from the following mod of Shachtu, where it says that whichever way you want to look at it, we didn't have to specify 10 and 11. So the question would be, if you want to learn this way, that in fact Rabba Barav Huna and Rav Chiya are correct in saying that Nira mi b'chutz b'shav b'yifnim is a good lechi, so then the Mishnah doesn't make any sense to have it as 10 for the smaller chutzah and 11 for the larger chutzah. What do we mean by this? As follows. Mimad of Shach. If the whole purpose over here is to say that the larger one is still allowed to be carried in, so then it didn't have to tell us 10 and 11. If that's all it wanted to teach us, that the larger one doesn't get ruined by the smaller one having walls come into it and it's not perfectly centered, you have two and four, for example, so then it would have been adequate to say the eser ushnei tfachim saki. It would have been enough to say that you have the larger chotzer having 10 tefachim and a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. Some say it's lav davka, that it has to be a tefach to the left, tefach to the right. Others say, no, it does. In any event, it would have been adequate to just say that the larger chotzer was 10 plus tefachim. It was 10 and a little bit to the left, maybe one tefach, and 10 and a little bit to the right, at least maybe one tefach. And that would have been enough to teach us this din, because we don't hold like Rav Yossi, according to this, so you don't need one side to have four tefachim. And the fact that it extends in and it's on both sides, nira mi b'chutz v'shav b'lifnim, is good. So it can't be that we needed 11 to teach us that, because to tell me that the larger chutzir is good, I didn't need 11. I could have gotten away with 10 and something, 10 and maybe two tefachim. But you want to tell me v'il l'misri l'ktanan kasi? The whole purpose over here is to tell me that the smaller one is no good. You can't carry in the smaller one, but it's breached all the way to the wide one. So liyesh me'inon the miflegei tuva. So then, why did we say that the larger one had 11? The larger one you could have said had 12 or 13 or 15. You could have made a larger amount over there. Why is that? Because in this way, even if you had huge lechis nira mi b'chutz v'shav b'yifnim, it doesn't work. So therefore, mimad v'shach, this figuring of 10 and 11 specifically wasn't necessary. So where it says yataka, right? Elo lav shmamina. This actually is a good raya against Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chiya. Nira mi b'chutz v'shav b'yifnim, eino nido mishum lechi. Like the first way we understood it, it worked out very, very well. That Rebbe holds like Rav Yossi, and we don't need Rav Zera and Ravina, and that works out perfectly well. Shema mina, the Gemara concludes, yeah, we've refuted. We've proven that Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chiya are incorrect from this Mishnah. Gemara says, along comes Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmia Liha Shmaisa. I never heard this statement that Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. In other words, I'm a Talmud of his father is Rav Huna, and Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Huna. He said, I never heard Rav Huna say this. Now, the Gemara tells us, Amalei Abaye, Abaye tells Rav Yosef, no, you did hear it, At Amis Nilon, you in fact heard it, and you taught it to us, and you taught it to us in the name of Rav Huna. And it was in regard to the following case that you in fact told it to us. Now, we remind ourselves, I mentioned this the other day, that Abaye throughout Shas reminds Rav Yosef of his learning. Rav Yosef got sick, some sort of an illness where he forgot a lot of his learning, and when he, Baruch Hashem, he recovered, so then Abaye would remind him throughout Shas, Rebbe, you taught us this, Rebbe, you taught us that, because Rav Yosef said, I don't remember this, and Abaye would tell him. So to over here, Rav Yosef didn't remember that Rav Huna had said this memra that was quoted by his son, Rabba, by Rav Huna, and Abaye is now reminding him, Rebbe, yes, you in fact taught it to us. What was that? The Omar, when did you teach it to us? The Omar, Rami, Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Rami, Bar Abba, said in the name of Rav Huna the following. Now, this is Rav Huna. This is your Rebbe. Lechi Hamoshech im Defano Shemovui. if you have a lechi that runs alongside the end of the wall. So again, you see diagrams of this in the art scroll by footnote number 17, and you can see diagrams of this as well in the Pirush Chai 120, which is consistent with the opinion that you have in the art scroll, and then you have a slightly different diagram in the Illustrated Gemara in page 25, diagram number 73. And the only difference between these, and these are different opinions in the halacha, as to whether this extension, what we call over here, lechi hamoshech im defano, it extends out from the wall, does it extend out beyond the other side's wall? So in the Illustrated Gemara, it does. In the art scroll and Pirush Chai, it does not. These are different opinions. And in any event, what we have here is a wall on one side, and then you have a lechi on the other side that extends the wall. So, Rami Bar Abba said in Rav Huna, lechi ha-moshech im defano shel mavui, if it extends out the mavui, so if it's pachos midalet amos, nidom mishum lechi, then it's a perfectly good functional lechi, because it's less than 4 amos, it's not a separate mavui, as we'll see. This opinion states that a mavui is considered a separate entity if it's 4 amos long. So here, this lechi is extending out, if it's pachos midalet amos, so then, nidom mishum lechi, then it's a perfectly functional lechi, then it in fact is a lechi, and as we've already pointed out, the lechi is, you're not allowed to carry across from the lechayayim, so you go, the lechi, you can carry the mavui up to the innermost tip of the lechi. So this works perfectly well as a lechi. However, if it's dalet amos, if this extension of the wall is in fact dalet amos, so then nidom mishum mavui, you've now created a mavui at the end of a mavui. And in this situation, v'yasu l'shtamis mekulo, you can't count it as a lechi, it's a mavui and it requires its own lechi at the end of it. Therefore, you, Rav Yosef, Abaye tells his Rebbe, you were the one that taught us this from Rami Bar Abba in the name of Rav Huna. The At Amraslan, and you told us about this Allah on this, Shmami Notlos. You taught us 3 things that we can learn from this statement of Rami Bar Abba in the name of Rav Huna. What are these 3 things? So, Shmami Notlos. Number one, Shmami No Bein L'Chayayin Aser. You clearly see that if this was a lechi, so then you're not allowed to carry against the lechi, the area opposite the lechi. You can only carry until the inner lip of this lechi. That's point number one, which was the machlokas we had the other day. You see that here he paskins that the width of a mavoi, the depth of the mavoi, is 4 amos. There was a sheet that we learned earlier on Daf Hey that said it's 4 tvachim. So here we see, we paskin like the sheet that it says it's 4 amos. That's point number 2. And shmami number 3, ushmamino nira bibichutz ushabi bifnim nidom mishum lechi. Oh, here you taught us that since it's only visible from the outside, it's not visible from the inside. From the inside, it looks flush. So it's only visible from the outside. Nevertheless, it's a perfectly good lechi. So these are the 3 things that you taught us, including nira mibachutz, vishav mibifnim, is in fact a good lechi. So you, in fact, taught us this member of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and as well this member that Ruchia said. So where it says, how do we paskin? Vilchasa. Nira mibachutz, vishav mibifnim, nidom mishum lechi. So we, in fact, paskin like this statement that Rav Yosef had taught us the name of Rami Bar Abba, which is consistent in the name of Rav Huna, which is consistent with his son, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, and it's also consistent with what Ruchia said. Mora says, but wait a second. The end of yesterday's shiur, we discussed this case, and at the beginning of today's shiur, we proved it wrong. Tiyufta, we disproved it. We ended up saying, Shmamina, that's not correct. So we disproved it. Vehuchasa, now you're saying that we paskin like something that we disproved? So Mora says, yeah, that happens all the time. Rav Chia Kavase. Rav Chia's brisa that he brought down in yesterday's shiur is a brisa. So a brisa is allowed to argue with another Tanoic statement. So Rav Chia brought down a brisa that says, Nira Mibchutz Ushav Yivnim is a good lechi. So yes, you're right, we had a Mishnah that says, Nira Mibchutz Ushav Yivnim is not a good lechi, so it's a machlokas tanoim, and therefore it's not a tiyufta, it's a machlokas tanoim, and we're allowed to paskin, the Gemara says, like the opinion that says, Nira Mibchutz Ushav Yivnim is in fact a good lechi. Now we go right to the Gemara. Gemara continues and says, it quotes the Mishnah, and it tells us in the Mishnah, we said, V'harachov me'eser yimot. If you have more than a width of 10 amos in the width of the opening to the mavui, we talked until now about the height of the mavui, and now we're talking about the width of the mavui, it's not allowed to be more than 10 amos. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah says that if it's more than 10 amos, then you can't correct it with the lechi or korah. The only way you can do that would be if you're memayed it. Now, our Mishnah did not specify that Rav Yehuda argues with this, but we said it did, because we'd already learned previously the brisa we're about to bring down now. Amar Abaye Tana, we learned in a brisa, this was brought down on Daf Beis already, the harach of me'eser yemat. If you have more than 10 amos, you have to go and be memayidit. That was the Tanakhama's opinion. And along in the brayso comes Rabbi Yehuda, who not only argues with the height, he said if it's more than 20 amos, it's still good. But Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the width is more than 10 amos, you do not have to be memayidit. Omer, eino tzorech lemayid. Now, the ad kama, Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't have to be memayidit, so does he say it could be infinity? Does he say that this the width of the mavi could be 100 amos? Is there any limit? So where it says, Sover Rav Achai Kameh, the Rav Yosef Lememar. Rav Achai said in front of Rav Yosef the following. He said, Ad Shlosh Yisrei Amo Ushlish. 13 and one-third amos is the maximum dimension that Rav Yehuda would say it doesn't need to be memayit. But more than 13 and a third, it doesn't need to be memayit. Now, he didn't pick this number out of a hat. He just didn't say 13 and a third. So where did he get it from? So where it says, the Kavachomer mi Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros is a very important kula that the rabbis instituted, that you're allowed to go and take water from a well, which is a Rishus HaYochid, and give it to your animals in the surrounding Rishus HaRabim if you make a Pasi Biros. Now, we're going to learn this later on in the Gemara, on Daf Yud Zayin, and it's found in other places in Shas as well, that the rabbis set up that if you put a right angle board, that it's at least one amma by one amma, and you put it at the four corners of a well. Doesn't have to be right by the well. That's the whole point. It can be distant one from the other to make a square around the well that would inscribe that there would be a 13 and one-third amma space in between each one amma board that's at a right angle at each corner. And again, you can see diagrams of this on page 20 in the Pirush Chai, diagram number 121, and you can see a clear picture of this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 74. The art scroll here doesn't have a picture of it, but it has it later on. In any event, if you have over here such a structure with these boards that are at right angles to each other, each one amma wide, and you have this in the four corners, so as long as the boards are within 13 and a third amma of each other, it's not considered a breach. Now, where do they get this number 13 and a third? Because it's enough to pull two teams of oxen through there. Each team of oxen has four cows. They have to be going in opposite directions. And that will be, with each cow having 1 2/3 amma, 8 times 1 2/3 amma is 13 and a third amma. That's where they got this number from. So, back to our Gemara. Rav Achai says in front of Yosef that he thinks that the maximal amount before Rav Yosef would say it's no good is 13 and a third amas, and he learns it the Kavachom mean Pasi Biros. He learns it from this din of Pasi Biros on Daf Yud Zayin. Uma Pasi Biros, she tarto ben porutz merubal omeid. In that situation, 13 and a third is much greater than one. So even though the omeid, which is only one board at one end and one board of an amma at the other end, nevertheless, the 13 and a third space doesn't root it in between. This is called Parutz, the space, is Merubal Omid, is much bigger than the wall, and yet it's good. So, Lohi Tarta Ben Yosef, Yishlosh Yisrei Amma Ushlish, and yet we only allowed over there a 13 in the third space. So, Mavui, Shlohi Tarta Bo Parutz Merubal Omid. By a Mavui, we haven't allowed a space to be greater than the wall surrounding it. If you have a breach in the wall, and it's greater than the wall, so then, and the remaining wall, so then it's no good. So if we don't allow Parutz Merubal Omid in a Mavui, so we're certainly not going to allow it. Eino Din Shelo Tati Bo Yosef Mishlosh Yisrei Amo Ushlish, so certainly it can't ever be a space of more than 13 and a third. That's the Kal V'Chomer that Rav Achai said in front of Rav Yosef to suggest that the maximum shear of Rabbi Yehuda is 13 and a third Amo. Where it says, but not necessarily so. V'Yano Senes, he says, no, what you're trying to use as a proof, I'll use is exactly the opposite. Why is that? What are we saying? Only by Pasi Biros, she tarto ben porutz merubal omeid, where we already have one kula, that porutz is allowed to be more than an omeid, so there, lo tarto ben yosef mishlosh yisrei amma ushlish, there, since we made one kula, so we want to make a chumra, and we don't let it be more than 13 and a third. But here, by the Mavui, shelo tarto ben porutz merubal omeid, we don't have such a kula, so you know what, tarto ben yosef yigimel amma ushlish, maybe we would allow the kula, then it could be more than 13 and a third. Again, what he's saying is, that since we have one kula that we allow porutz to be greater than omeid by Pasi Biros, so we don't allow another kula. But since we don't allow the kula of porutz yosef and omeid by a mavui, so maybe we do allow it to be more than a 13 and a third. So where it says, inami li dechkisa. Alternatively, though, you could say the following. Pasi Biros de Achilles buchad kula, akabu kulach karita. No, you could have said, since we allowed one kula by Pasi Biros, that's why we allowed another kula by Pasi Biros. But maybe, mavi klal klal lo. But maybe, you could actually say that since we don't allow parts yosem mina omeid by mavui, so then we don't allow any kula. So, from just the dinum of pasi birosh, you could say it should be more than 13 and a third, or you could say it could be less than 13 and a third. So the Gemara says, from there you can't learn out anything. So it's not a good raya. What Rav Achai tried to suggest, that we can learn out the Rav Yehuda's din is 13 and a third amma, and learn it out from pasi birosh, is in fact not a raya. It could be more, it could be less. So the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Now, by the way, if you remember, we learned on the first daf of this Masechta, on daf Beis, Amud Beis, where we had a Tosos that said, Amar Abaye, Polig Bebraisa, Mashma Ulolam, Mi Pesach Ulam Gomar, that we learned out, where did Rabbi Yehuda get his share that it was more than 20 Amos? He learned it out from the 40 Amma tall Ulam and the 20 Amma wide Ulam. And he says, that's the source that Rabbi Yehuda has for 20 Amma wide being the maximal distance. And he says, Tosus there writes, it's kosher, it's difficult. How come all Gemara in today's shir doesn't even bring this down at all? Rabbi Kiva on the spot there says it may not even be a kosher. Maybe that's in fact the way that they hold. The Gemara just didn't discuss it. I ain't shown for more details. In any event, we'll go right through the Gemara now. Tani Levi. Levi learned the following. If you have a 20 Amma wide Mavui. So again, it's interesting that this is 20 Amma. That was the shir that we just brought down from Tosos. Maybe the Gemara is alluding to that by it telling us that even Rabbi Yehuda would have to go figure out a way to be lowering it, to be mamayed it from the 20 Amma. I'm saying that on my own. I don't know if anybody else says that. In any event, Levi says, if you have this Mavui Shuroch of Esmam, it's more than 20 Amma wide or 20 Amma wide, no way it's kona b'emso yuso v'dayo. What you can do is put some sort of a rod in the middle of this 20 Amma, which will now mean that you have to the left of it less than 10 Amma, to the right of it you have less than 10 Amma. You can see this in the Ortsko diagram. You can see this as well in the Pirush Chayim diagram 122. And you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 75. In all of these diagrams, it shows you that you now have minimized the 20 Amma width into making it 2 10 Amma widths with this rod in between separating it. And that's enough. No way, it's going to be Amtsel V'dayim. And now you have 2 10 Amma openings, and you can therefore be matter each one with a Lech Yerukorah. However, Levi was the one that brought this brisa down, but who Tani La? Who Amala de Ena Loch Yosef Mishnah? He is the one that taught this brisa, and he says, however, we don't pass it like this Mishnah. I don't know why he calls it a Mishnah, it's a brisa. In any event, he was the one that said this brisa, but he says, we don't pass it like this brisa. There's an alternate version, Ika de Amre. Amr Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, Shmuel said the name of Levi. Levi is a famous Bar Plukto of Avud Shmuel, Shmuel's father. So he obviously learned a lot of things from his father and as well from Levi. And he, Shmuel, said in the name of his father's Bar Plukta Levi, and Halacha Kiyosu Mishnah. We don't pass it like this, again, Mishnah. It's not really a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. And I'm not sure, again, why it's called a Mishnah, but sometimes we just use a general term. In any event, he says, we don't pass it like this, and you can't just put in a rod of some sort and make this 20 Amma space into 2 10 Amma spaces. No, what should you do then? Elahechi Ovid. How would Shmuel say you can rectify this? How would you be Mayit? So Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mishmei Levi. Here he says again, in the name of Levi, we turn to the Amud Beis. Ose pas govoa asora. What you have to do is make a board that is at least 10 tefachim tall. Asora here is masculine, so it means a 10 tefach height. Bemeshech, and the depth, it goes into the mavoi arba amos. So it goes in there 4 amos long. So its width going into the mavoi is going to be 4 amos, and it's going to have a height of 10 tefachim, so it's a valid mechitza. Umamido li arko shomovi, and you put this right in the middle. So now you've separated this 20 Amma opening into 2 10 Amma openings. And this is a perfectly good because you have a real wall separating, not just a rod, like he said was no good. Alternatively, inami ki Rav Yehuda, or you can do what Rav Yehuda suggested. What did he suggest? The Amar Rav Yehuda, this is the Amor Rav Yehuda, not the Tana Rav Yehuda. The Amar Rav Yehuda, mavi shurach of chameshes Amma. If you have an opening that's 15 Amma, what you can do is over here, make marchik shtei amos, go out from the wall on the left side, which is, again, a 15 Amma space now, go out 2 Amma, marchik shtei amos, and then osep pas shalosh amos, and then make a board, a wall, that is 3 Amos long. So now, from the wall to the end of this board, you have the 2 Amma space and a 3 Amma board. That takes up 5 Amma. Since you have more wall than you have space, everybody would agree that you've nullified the 2-amma space. It's as if you put in a wall of 5-amma. Of course, if you had put in a wall of 5-amma, that would be a perfectly good solution as well. But if you don't want to go to the trouble of putting in the wall the entire 5-amma, you just have to make sure that the wall that you are putting in is greater than the space that's there. 3 is greater than 2. So now this entire 5-amma dimension is considered walled in. And now you have only 10-amma space left. And it's perfectly good. And you can see this in the art scroll diagram in footnote number 5, and you can as well see this in the illustrated Gemara in diagram number 77 and in the Pirush Chai diagram number 128. And this works based upon the principle that we already alluded to, Omed Meruba Laparetz. Everybody agrees that if the wall, which is again always called the Omed, what's standing there, is Meruba, is greater than the Paretz. The Paretz means the breach. So if you have solid wall that's greater than space, so it nullifies the space becomes halachically considered like it's solid. Now, Gemara says, Vamai, why did Rav Yehuda suggest it in the way that he did? Now, there are many things he could have said, and the Gemara is going to go through why he didn't pick any of these alternative ways. Why did he specifically say 2 of space, 3 of wall? So Gemara says, why didn't he say, Yasepas Amma Umertze? And again, you can see this in various diagrams. You can see this in the art scroll in footnote number 8. You can see this in the illustrated Gemara diagram 80, or in the Pirush Chai diagram number 132. In any event, they all say you have a board, Yasepas Amma Umertze, right coming out from the wall. You have a 15 Amma space. So right coming out from the wall, build a 1.5 Amma board. And then the Yachish Deyamos have 2 of space, and then make another board, Vyasa Pas Amo Mechza. So you have 1.5 board, space of 2, 1.5 board. That's a total of 1.5 is 3, and the space is 2. So you have a total of 3 of wall and 2 of space, but not 2 and 3 like we had it before, but here it's 1.5, 2, and 1.5. And the chiddush over here is that this is better for the person. Tosus brings down, this is a more comfortable or easier way for the person to do this. And since he did not mention this alternative answer, shma mina, since this would have been the easier way to do this for whatever the reason, omed meruba ala poritz mishtei ruchos, lo hevi omed. This principle that omed meruba ala poritz works, only works is if these boards are all in one place. So you need 3 greater than 2. But you can't have 1.5 plus 1.5 equaling 3 being greater than 2. So that's the first chiddush that the Gemara wants to say. The reason he didn't mention this because it wouldn't work. Gemara says, maybe not. Lo lom em l'cho hevi omed. In fact, you could say that this works. So why doesn't it work? Why didn't he mention it? V'shani hocha. You know why he didn't mention it over here? Because the osi avira, the haigisa, because you know what? When we have this 1.5, 2, 1.5, so now you have the 2 to the left of the 1.5, and you have 10 to the right of the 1.5. And now you have on both sides greater space than board. If you have both sides greater space than board, Abir the high gisa, they can nullify your board. And that's why you had to have it, that it was the case that he mentioned, a space of 2 followed by a board of 3 and then a space of 10. So in that situation, you don't have Avir the High Gisa and the High Gisa. Granted, 10 is greater than 3, but 2 is not greater than 3. And that's why the first way that he gave it doesn't have a problem. But if you do it the second way that we suggested, 1.5, 2, 1.5, so then the board of 1.5 is going to be surrounded on one side by a 2 and one side by a 10 space. That would in fact nullify it and ruin it. So that's why Rav Yehuda didn't give that 1.5, 2, 1.5 suggestion. Gemara says, well, what about this suggestion? V'yase pas amma, go make a board that is 1 amma, and you can see this in diagram number 12 in the art scroll Gemara, or you can see this in the illustrated Gemara on diagram number 81, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram 133. They're all similar. So make a 1 board pas, v'yase pas amma, a 1 amma board, v'yachik amma, make a space of 1 amma, v'yase pas amma, make a space, a board of another amma, so you have a board amma, space, a board amma, and you make another space, v'yachik amma, make another space of an amma, v'yase pas amma, and make a third board of 1 amma, so you have board, space, board, each being 1 amma, so your total board is 3, and your total space is 2, and that will fill in the 5 amma gap, and now you have a 10 amma gap that's left, and this should be perfectly good. From the fact that he didn't give this suggestion, we can learn from here, Shema Mina, Omed Kiv Parutz Osur, that if it's the same, then it's also no good. You need to have omed meruba min haparetz. Here you have one equal to one. That's not good enough. Even if you combine the two ones, the one and the one on each side of the space, so you might have thought that that's good. So the Chiddush, the Rav Yehuda, didn't say that. He specifically gave the case of a space of two with a board of three, comes to tell us that if the space is equal to the board, that's no good. Versus maybe not. Lo lom emil chamuter. Maybe in fact this case would be good. But why didn't he give it? Mishani hacha. Because again, over here, the problem would be that if you have the last board, the fourth to fifth amma board, the osa avira, the high gisa, it has a space to the left of it, and the space u the high gisa, the space to the right of it, which is ten amma, umavatale. Maybe that's why he didn't suggest it. So maybe this way actually would have been good, except for that fact. So that's why he didn't give it. Well, gives one last chance and says, why didn't he do this one? V'yachik amma. Go leave a space of an amma next to the wall. V'yaseh pas amma umertza. And then make a board that's 1.5. And then v'yachik amma. And make another space of an amma. And then v'yaseh pas amma umertza. And make another board of 1.5. So again, here we have a space of 1, a board of 1.5. A space of 1, and a board of 1.5. Now here, you wouldn't have the problem of aviru the high gisa, aviru the high gisa, because 1 is less than 1.5. But you have a total of 3, and you have 2 spaces of 1. And again, this would have been a preferred, for various reasons, a preferred way of doing it, rather than having a 2 space and 3 board amma. It would have been maybe more difficult to do. So why did he give this answer? So Gemara says, Enochanami. In fact, he could have given this answer. However, he says, this is actually more difficult. To put up 2 boards is more difficult than to put up 1 board. Say, Nachanami, if he'd wanted to, we could have said this. However, it's actually easier to put up a space of 2 and a board of 3 than it is to put up a space of 1, a board of 1.5, a space of 1, and a board of 1.5. That's why he didn't pick that one, but not because he couldn't. Now the Gemara says, why didn't he do the following? Why aren't we concerned? Once you have a space of 2, so maybe people are going to use the space of 2. And therefore, the lechi that you put by the space of 10 is going to be nullified. Like we learned previously, that if you have a lechi by an opening, but then you have an opening in the sidewall, the opening in the sidewall can actually ruin your mavui being matured by the lechi. So that's what the Gemara's question is right now. Maybe people won't go, this is large, 10 amma wall, which is now matted by a lechi, this 10 amma space, which is matted by a lechi at the opening to the mavoi, and v'ayil b'pischazuta, and they'll go through this 2 amma little space over here, because it's easier for them. Why aren't we concerned about that? Someone says, Amar Rav Adam Ramas, no, Rav Adam Ramas says, no. Chazaka ein odom meniach pesach godol v'nichnas pesach katan. Here, they're both on the same side. They're right there. You have a choice of going through a wide door or a narrow door. So most people are going to go through the wide door, and they're not going to go through the narrow door, even though some people might use a narrow door, but the majority of people will use the wider door, and therefore, the narrow door doesn't ruin it. Now, if it's on the side wall, it does ruin it. So that's what the Gemara now asks. Umayish nomi the Ravami v'Ravasi. Ravami and Ravasi learned on that, hey, that they in fact said that if you have a space that's more than 3 tefachim on the side wall, it will ruin it. People would prefer to go through their side wall and not the front wall. How come we don't say that over here as well? So Gemara says, no. There, hasum kumimayit bilucha, because they're coming in from the side. They don't have to go all the way to the front of the mavi. That's why they want to go through the side. But once you have to go to the front of the mavi, hacha, in our case, we are going to the front of the mavi. Now the question is, you're going to go through the 2 amma gap or the 10 amma gap? Hacha lo kumimayit bilucha. You're not saving any time, so you're going to use the larger breach because it's easier to use. But if you're going to take a shortcut, so then a shortcut, people will take the smaller shortcut rather than go all the way to the front of the mavi and go through the larger open space. Now the Gemara says, we learned as well in a Mishnah Kelim Tanan Hosam. On the side, he points out it's not really a Mishnah Kelim. It says, less of Bishul Mishnah. That's not really found there in any Mishnah. And you have to change the word Tanan to make something of a tikkun to it to make it Tanya. And on the other side, it brings down that this is a Tosefta in Kalim, so the right correction should be over here, Tanya, and it's also in Bava Basra. In any event, it should be Tanya Hosam. It learns over there in the Braisa. Or Ha'asla. What exactly is Ora Asla? So an Asla, as we'll see, is some sort of a commode, which basically you want to cover up so the foul-smelling contents of this commode are not going to be easily visible to the outside. But you also have to have an access to this commode, so you have to have an opening there. So how are we going to view this opening in Halacha? So the Gemara tells us, Ora Asla, v'cholo shlo, this drip over here of leather. The or is like a leather cushion or seat that you sit on. You put your buttock on one side, you put your other buttock on the other side, and then from your opening where you'll eliminate your weights, you have a space. So it's like a commode that you can sit on and be comfortable and yet expel your waste. So or ha'aslo v'chol shlo, so you take these two leather strips, one to the left of the hole, one to the right of the hole, and then you have the hole itself. Mitzarfin b'tefach, they will go and combine to make the shear of the tefach, which is the minimal shear necessary in order, if something is underneath there, let's say you had Tumas HaMeis, and you had Kalim inside this commode, so you had a piece of Nebuch of Tumas HaMeis there, that is Metame in Tumas Ohel, and you had a keli there, or some other utensil inside, it would in fact make a roof on top of it, and it would be Metame all the Kalim there through Tumas Ohel. Now the Gemara says, my or ha'aslo, what exactly are we talking about? What type of chair is this? As I mentioned, it's a commode. That's I got it from the Gemara here. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Barchana, sending Rabbi Yochanan. This is the or, this is the leather piece that's a kisu shobes akise. This covers up to the left and to the right the commode, and this bes akise, this toilet over here, is going to have a space in the middle. So how much do you need to have a comma in order for this? If you had a piece of mace inside this commode opening, would it be metame other utensils there? Because it would be an ohel, a roof on top of it, made up of the opening as well as the or of the asla, the hide strips of the asla. Gemara says, "Kos Redimi, Redimi came from Eretz Yisrael." Omar, he said over in the name of Yochanan. We find almost all the time when we have either Redimi or we have Rabin, we have anybody else coming over from Eretz Yisrael, they would say over these things in the name of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the dean of the academy in Eretz Yisrael, and he would send over the Torah from Eretz Yisrael with various messengers, his Talmidim, and they would teach it to the people in Babel, and vice versa. They would then come back from Babel and go to Eretz Yisrael and tell them the Torah from Babel. In any event, so Rav Dimi, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said the following. He said, this asla, this commode, etzba ayimikan, has a strip of two etzba to the left of the hole, the etzba ayimikan, and two etzba to the right of the hole, and then the etzba ayim revach b'yemtza, and the hole itself is two etzba. So you have a total of six etzba over here, which is one tefach. Now, one tefach, how can you say it's one tefach? So I'll give you the answer that Gordon's going to give in a second, which I've mentioned in the past. There are three different measurement systems for how you make a tefach from etzbos. It depends which etzba you use. As I pointed out many times, nobody says it's actually your fist. When people put up their fist and they say that's a tefach, there's no opinion that holds like that. The opinions are three. It's four thumbs. So that's called the larger etzba. The thumb is a wider etzba than any of the other digits that a person has. So if you have four thumbs together, obviously it can't be from one person, so if you put four thumbs together, that's the size of a tefach. If you're using the pointer finger, then five pointer fingers make up a tefach. And if you're using the pinky, so then it's six pinkies make up the size of a tefach. So as we'll see, there's no argument, the Gemara will have to say this, it looks like there's an argument. When Rav Dimi came, he said that you need six finger breadths because he's talking about pinkies. So you have two pinkies on one side, two pinkies on the other side, and two pinkies in space. That makes up a tefach, which is the minimal significant shear. That's what Rav Dimi said when he came from Eretz Yisrael. Kios Ravin from Eretz Yisrael, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omer, he said the name of Yochanan, Etzba Umechza Mikan, the Etzba Umechza Mikan. He said, no, I need 1.5 finger breadths to the left of the hole, 1.5 finger breadths to the right of the hole, and the etzba, one finger breadth hole in the middle. Etzba revach b'emtza. So he holds it's 4. 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, plus 1 in the middle, that's 4. So he holds that it's 4 etzbos. He's talking, obviously, of thumbs. And the Gemara says, Abaye didn't know this answer yet at this point in time. So he said, Amalei Abaye Rav Dimi. Abaye, when he heard this from Rav Dimi, he said, Ni pliksu, are you arguing with Ravin? You're saying 6 and he's saying 4. It sounds like it's an argument. So Amalei, so Rav Dimi said, no, it's not an argument. We're talking about different size fingers. Ha b'rav rivasa. When Ravin came and said it's only 4 fingers, he's talking about the thumb. And when I said it's 6 fingers, ha b'zutros, I'm talking about the pinky. Below pligin, and we're in fact not arguing one with the other, we're just using a different measurement. It's like saying something is 12 inches or it's a foot. So the two people aren't arguing with each other, they're just pointing it out in different ways. So that's what Rav Dimi told to Abaye. Abaye said, really? You guys don't argue at all? So he gave that the two sides are equivalent to the space in the middle, and you gave that the two sides are greater than the middle. There must be some significance to that. So I'm like, Abaye, Pligisu, you in fact are arguing. You know why? Uba omed meruba ala paritz. You're actually arguing about this din that we've been talking about when you have the wall is greater than the space. Mishtei ruchos pligisu. And you're arguing that you require it on both sides in order for this to work. And he's saying that you don't require it on both sides. Rav Dimi says it can be equal. And Ravin says it has to be greater. Bar says, Lididach, according to you, Rav Dimi, who said that it could be two pinkies of leather, two pinkies of space, and two pinkies of leather, Lididach, heavy omeid, mishtei ruchos. The omeid can be equal to the space, and that works. And it, in fact, can be combined together. However, Lerovin, who said it's one and a half, one and one and a half, he requires meruach achas hevi omid. He requires at least one side to be greater than the middle. And mishnei ruchos lo hevi omid. But if it's the same on both sides, and it's only because both sides together combine to be greater than the space in the middle, that wouldn't be enough. That's why he didn't give the 2, 2, 2. That's why he said 1.5, 1, and 1.5. Furthermore, Abaye says, if you were to try to tell me that you're both saying the same din, then the numbers don't work out. Ravin, when Ravin said that it's 1.5, 1, and 1.5, so Yibayel Elamema, if he held like you, he should have said, he should have said 1 1/3, 1 1/3, 1 1/3. If he wanted to teach the same din as you, he should have made them all equal. And the fact that he specifically did 1.5, 1, 1.5, he's coming to argue with you. That's what Abaye said. Rav Dimi responds and he says, no, you're telling us that we argue with each other? So then, if I really wanted to argue with him, instead of me saying 2, 2, and 2, you know what I should have said? If I wanted to prove my point, you know what I should have said? I should have said 1 2/3 of leather, mikan. 1 2/3 on the other side, and that adds up to a total of 3 1/3. And then the space in the middle would have been 2 2/3. If I really wanted to make my point that you can combine the two outer ones, even though each one is less than the middle one, you can still combine them. That's what I would have said. I should have said 1 2/3 to the left, 1 2/3 to the right, and 2 2/3 in the middle. But I didn't say that. Therefore, we're not that far apart. We do disagree a little bit. And if you want to say that we argue a little bit, it's only in regards to Beparitz Ka'ome Pagina. It's obvious they're exact same. That's what we argue. Ravin holds that each one has to be greater than the middle one, whereas I hold they could be the same, and that would be fine. So we do have a slight argument, but not as much as an argument as you're saying. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. That concludes today's shiur.